If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
Now, let me tell you, I think I've got a psychological problem.
How can one?
So, I never thought that this was an issue, but then I started paying attention to it. I don't like wasting.
Wasting what?
Anything. So, for example, I'll use food, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I was young, my mom would always say, if she dishes up for you, you must finish your plate.
Yes. Mm-mm.
Or don't overdish, right? And so I just always knew, Jeguti, I must finish my plate.
Mm.
And generally, she knew how much to dish out for me, so it was fine.
Mm.
Even now, as an adult, I cannot stand to leave food around. Whether it's at a restaurant, I'm going to take takeaway. Whether it's with friends. I've got this friend of mine. Trevor's indecisive.
Yeah.
So when you go out, he'll just want to order everything. Then he'll just say. And you're like, bro, this is such a waste. Order what you're going to eat. Eat that, and then yeah, you can order more if you want later.
Mm. He's Noah. He's going to order the female and the male version of everything.
You know? And this thing goes as far as I was at a friend's house, and she dished up. And the food was a lot.
Mm.
And I was full. But I still had to finish the plate.
Even yeah. When you are full?
Bro, I was like, I got to clean the plates because I can't waste the food. Yeah. You can't. It pains me to see food being thrown away.
Yeah. I've got the same problem, but it's not coming from a let's not waste point of view. It's just ukhala. So that's why even when having pagela, I always say don't, you know, because even if I'm full,
yeah.
But if you plate it, well, I will finish it. I'm full of one who looks salai, not because of I don't want to waste the people without food who are going to bed hungry, simply because I just love food.
No, so it's not deeper.
Yeah,
no.
And now move on, even away from food, right? Things like, let's say you see we've got this TV here.
Yeah.
And then it's got the DSTV remote. When we build a new studio, I'll keep the remote. I'll be like, I'll use it somewhere else.
Guys,
not necessarily hoarding, but I'll reuse things. I don't like wasting.
Look, it was similar because, and especially in the food part, like my grandmother always made sure that, she forced us to finish our plates of food. And I also don't buy things unnecessarily. Like if I'm not going to use something, I'm not going to buy it.
Mm.
Like it doesn't make sense for me to overbuy where I can buy what I actually need for it to be used when I need it and nothing else.
So usually they say like your psychological disposition comes from some kind of a trauma, right?
Mm. Mm.
But at my house, there was no trauma. Like that's kulanga sorola. It's not like we had to reuse things.
Or tea bags. Did you reuse a tea bag?
No.
We used to reuse
tea bags. Or even repurpose the soap when it finishes and you just collect a few and then you combine those few, especially if it's the same homogenous soap, like a sunlight bath, and then now you've got one bigger one.
Wow. So I remember watching Ustum, we used to reuse tea bags all the time.
Yes.
And I'd look at the tea bags and I'd be like, bro, those things look dirty. What are you doing right now? Like,
no waste.
Yep. I'm glad you actually mentioned that because I wanted to psychoanalyze the situation and say, was it coming from a place of lack that you have the psychological problem now of not wanting to waste? But given what we now know about your upbringing, it's a bit weird. I think I'm probably like your friend Trevor. I'm indecisive. So I'd order a lot of things and taste a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And I wouldn't be, I don't have a problem with at least not finishing my plate. Yeah.
My plate just sent a text. First of all, it gives me a fist bump. It's like, there are people that I don't invite to my place anymore because they overdish and don't finish ugudla.
Yeah.
Bro, even juice in a glass. You know people that leave juice in a glass? Finish this thing, man.
Yeah.
Why are you pouring juice down the drain? Yeah. Come on.
My partner and I, when we host, we've got like FOMO packs. So we'll ask people, please dish FOMO packs for yourselves as a takeaway so that we don't have this amount of food left in this house between the two of us that we're not going to finish.
I'll finish it. That's another thing. See, leftovers. I'll get busy, boy. I do not play around. I even got soy sauce in the crib right now because I was having sushi last night. I kept it. I was like, gazi. Yeah, but it's more than just food. I just don't like wasting. I do not like it.
Mm-mm.
Give us a shout and let us know. 086-00-00959. Is this too much? Am I being weird? He in Vellingham.
So basically, Sizo will be looking at that plate in a rice. Actually, that's 5 rand worth of rice. I have to finish it.
100%.
We listen, we don't judge, no? I reuse cooking oil, guys. My sasa cleaniana, and also the one that, you know, that smells good, that has the nice spices. I reuse it, guys. I put it in the butter container, margarine container, and I reuse it. We listen, we don't judge.
Let's be honest. Sometimes that old cooking oil is the one that adds a flavor. Moments are my chips. I remember when I was young. Where's my chips? You want it brownish, kinda. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For real. Oh, Masekho and Honeyju.
Hi, guys. How's it?
How's it going?
Good. Good, good. Me, I'm you, Cesar. You like, listen, when I take, I don't usually buy lunch at work.
Yeah.
It's because I took the scaftini. In my scaftini, it's a little bit of wurst and spaghetti from my daughter and chicken from my son. I'm the one who clean up the house when there's leftovers. The reason is because the pain, I got killing when you pay for that 3 items. I save. Even when you visit me, I tell you I don't have dogs. You better. And my kids as well is like, when I'm dishing, you hear the pots and the plates, come running and tell me, Mama, I don't want food. Don't wait for me to do and say, no, I'm not that hungry, and you leave the food at that. No, I'm used to it.
That's funny. Okay, so let me tell you two stories. On the last thing about dishing, right? There was an aunt of mine, Aunt Doris. So when she would be dishing, she'd dish up, obviously, and then she'd give you the food. Now, if you come there and you say, I'm full, she'd be like you. She'd be mad and say, hey, why didn't you tell me before I started dishing up? What are you for?
Exactly.
Right? But then on another hand, if she's dishing and then you come there and you go, I'm full, she'd be like, how? Who told you I'm dishing up for you? So it's funny. But, you know, on a more serious note, once you have kids, I think you do become like that. Because kids will just take an apple, bite it once, then leave it there.
Packet of cheap.
And when are you like, man, I know how much these apples cost. So you just eat it.
There's 7 packets of cheese open and nobody wants to finish them.
Yeah. No, 100%. Thank you very much. Yeah. I'm that guy who's even got pigs, so to like close up chips so that they don't go stale.
Yeah, and biscuits.
I'm that guy. I don't play around.
Yo, Sizo, I think I don't like wasting food. Maybe we're brainwashed when we're still young. Yo, I hate it. Even my kids, they know very well. You must eat and finish the food, guys. Food is expensive. Yo, I can't stand it.
I'm in a season for an hour and dot. I'm in a car. I get to go to I'm going to go to the plate in Shelaban. And the car is cool. It's not like maybe Victoria. You can't be wasting ukudla. Ma waste ukudla. Ukaba ngikuthola njengoba udla ushiya. Ukudla uthi ukulahl. Khona abantwana abalala bangajile. So I mina make sure khona nawe sizwe ngiyadla ngicade plating. I'll rather ngitshela ukuthi ongangiphakeli kakhulu. Nje kodwa ba kukhona plating I try ngiyafosta noma singisuthi. But for the mission ukuthi ungiphakelile ukudla kukhona plating. Hayi ngiyamake sure. Mama Muzo, what's in the Pumba so giddy? Akbuz was under him. Was all teeny blade, short to fire cabbage, and that's how teeny blade in Shelly
Babby. Even in technology, you see, like I was saying, for example, I've got like spare HDMI cables. Because, for example, when something broke, I still kept the HDMI cable. Mm. And those things come in handy whenever you need, like, oh, okay, there's a spare right there. You can't throw everything away. Not everything is broken. Just your controller's broken. But keep the battery, maybe.
What about data? Like, in your contract, are you one of those people, if you got like 50 gigs left and there's a day and you know it's going to go to waste technically because you lose it, you're going to try use it all up in that last day?
Okay, that I don't care about. I'm on contract. So, it's unlimited.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I don't really check that out much. But I suppose if I did, then I wouldn't want it to go to waste either.
You'll find something to download. You'll find use for it.
Yeah.
Siafan. Me, I even get a panic attack when I'm invited to a buffet. Like, and even if I do go eventually, like, I'll dish up exactly what I can eat. not over, not tasting this and that and that. I'll eat enough and I'm good. And then I see these people dishing up mountains of plates and leaving food behind, half bottles of water or juice. I don't know, it just gets to me. You have to finish what you start, bro. Let's just start there. I got it.
Yeah. And this thing, by the way, is not necessarily a me thing. So it's not that I've got to eat the food. I've got to eat my food, but the food has got to be eaten. So here's an example. Again, recently a friend of mine celebrated a birthday, right? So we went there. It was cool. We all ate. And then there was a lot of food left over. Then he was like, hey, some people can take it home. And then I was like, yeah, but also even the people that were cooking, like the staff, can take it home. Mm. It's just got to be eaten by somebody, not thrown away. You see what I mean?
Yeah, that's why I don't get some establishments. I've heard people who work at some establishments and they'll say if the food is not bought and it's like food that was cooked, they throw it away instead of giving it to the employees, which is always the sensible thing to do.
Well, the thing with that is it's then an incentive for people to waste sometimes.
And overcook things.
Yeah, because they know that they're going to get to keep it. So that's just different. But ideally, yes, you should give your staff the food. Babalo.
Yeah, well, morning, guys. Morning, Kaya family. How's everyone?
We are great. Well. Thanks, and you?
I'm good, thanks. Nina, so yeah, I'm the one at the house, man. I eat the breadcrumbs. So, abantwana bami bazokuzinkwa selofu, maqeda lapho, they would rather eat some slices in the middle. And then, we'll listen to sink of food. The breadcrumbs will be waiting for mommy to come and eat them. And then, you think that that's enough? Might get that up for the peanut butter in the bottle.
Yeah.
They will buy GL and then they'll open a new bottle. And then I'm like, no, guys, the peanut butter guy up here, you guys. And then by time, Mama, we know you can finish it off. Yeah.
Number, the bread crust I eat all the time.
I don't get a doubt, so don't eat the bread crust.
I eat
man.
All the time.
We
and then with shower gel, he picks up hands, put it upside down.
The gravity
will drop it all the way. It must be finished. It must be finished, this thing. Don't mess around with me. This thing must be finished.
Hi, guys. I call.
And the toothpaste, guys. And the toothpaste as well.
Yeah.
They're still remaining. But yeah, Mama, it's finished. It's finished. Whatever thing. Actually, in actual fact, I'm not going to buy more up until this is finished. So I've learned that I'm not going to buy anything enter up until light. It's going to go.
Thank you very much. Put the shower gel upside down. We are not playing around here. This thing is expensive.
Do you cut open the bottom of the Colgate tube?
Yeah.
Dig in with your toothbrush.
I don't do that. Man, I hate wasting.
Hey, Sizwe. No, man. Not finishing your food is bad anyway. I also can't stand it. Hey, my kids, my man. Those people, they will leave food. They will leave tea and put tea in the fridge and cereal. Let me talk, my man. Yes.
Even my pets. I don't play around. My pets, they got to finish their food too. I look at them and I stand there until they finish it.
If they don't, you finish it.
No.
Yeah, sis. Hey, interesting one, man. This thing of not wasting. Hey, Uchor, it is a problem, I suppose. Or maybe not a problem, you know, as you put it, it's a psychological issue. And generally, people associated with, to your point, a rough childhood, as they say. But it's interesting to see that maybe it's more psychological than anything, you know. It comes from a place of reservation, I suppose. I know with me, it extends to even clothes.
Yeah, so there's this thing, right? The stigma that people say if you act that way, you're very frugal, and maybe they're going to say, it's like because you're poor or whatever it is. Me, I don't care. Rather call me poor. What I know is I'm not going to waste a cent. Frugality is a way to live. Jay, Ayoktin.
Sizwe is me. I am Sizwe. Yo, guys, I think that's how we were raised. I was raised by my grandparents. You were not allowed to leave food. So you had to finish your food. And funny enough, on Sunday, I had a race. And then when I came back, I was very hungry. I was starving. And then, I Then, hey, halfway down the food, I was way full. But I had to finish the food. It was such a discomfort because I hadn't done it for a long time. But yeah, no, Sizwe, I'm 80s really high. The way we were raised, it's not a psychological problem.
Yeah, man, no, Sizwe, I think it's not a thing of being weird with you. I think it's just being brought up well. For me, I even get so upset when I have to throw away food that's gone off in my fridge. And I know I've spent that money on this food and I'm throwing it away. Like, it's so bad. I hate throwing away food. And it's not just even just about wasting my money. It's just about throwing something that other people genuinely don't have, you know? And that's what makes me sad.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever regretted wasting money?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah,
okay, Tina, when we were younger, they would dish up for us. If you don't finish that, if you don't finish the food, shukuthi unenyongo. Yo, manje, I dish up kancane, bese mangasuthanga ngiphake some more. Angiphaki too much. Hey, it's just up easy, yes.
That's also a fair point. You see, everything's got to be proportional. Ngeyo velungineze. 3 spoonfuls. Eh, papa, we're going to need a spoon of soda. This is chef. We in Manjile.
Yes, Khama.
Ay. No, you see now.
Nah, I like to dish for myself, you know. So I prefer the serve-yourself services because I know how much I can take in my body at the time, you know. And I honestly despise people who dish up a lot and leave food, you know. I don't like wastage myself. You can't waste food. You can waste anything, but not food. So I'm with Swizzle on this one. We finish the plate. Dish up for yourself, you know how much you can take, and finish that food.
Why Shia's concussing with this thought? I always thought it's a rough childhood thing, but it's pleasing to hear it's more psychological than anything. And with some of us, outside food, it even extends to just clothing, man, you know? And I guess after this, maybe I won't be so scared of it anymore because now there's labeling like, oh, you are a hoarder if you want to just preserve things. It's like you don't want to, you know, waste. And this hoarding terminology or concept is somewhat negative. You know, people make you think as if, now you just want to keep things unnecessarily. But hey, man, maybe if you keep doing this, you're also going to be rich like Sis, you know?
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.